Capitalism is in crisis. The consensus among politicians, citizens, and even executives themselves, on both sides of the political spectrum and throughout the world, is that business just isn't working for ordinary people. The 2007 financial crisis cost 9 million Americans their jobs and 10 million their homes. Even though the economy has recovered since then, the gains have largely gone to bosses and shareholders, while worker wages have stagnated. In 2018, just 26 tycoons owned the same wealth as the 3.8 billion poorest citizens in the world. Corporations impact not only people's livelihoods, but also their lives. In a single year, 14 Chinese workers were allegedly driven to suicide by unbearable working practices at the Foxconn City Industrial Park, where they made electronics for US giants. The damage isn't just to people, but to the planet too. In 2010, the explosion of BP's Deepwater Horizon drilling rig saw 4.9 million barrels of oil spill into the sea, threatening 8 US national parks, endangering 400 species, and spoiling 1,000 miles of coastline. 5 years later, Volkswagen admitted installing a defeat device in its cars, which cut emissions by up to 40 times when it detected a test was being conducted. As a result, citizens were exposed to far higher pollution than Volkswagen claimed, causing approximately 1,200 deaths in Europe alone. Over and above these individual cases, the environmental costs created by business are estimated at $4.7 trillion per year. Citizens, and the politicians that represent them, are fighting back. On 15th of April 2019, the activist group Extinction Rebellion organised demonstrations in 80 cities across 33 countries, blockading roads, bridges and buildings in protests at climate change. US presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren has pledged, if elected, to break up tech giants Facebook, Google and Amazon, and to impose a wealth tax on the elites. Myriad other responses include Occupy movements, Brexit, the election of populist leaders, restrictions on trade and immigration, and revolts on CEO pay. But while the precise reaction varies, the sentiment is the same. They are benefiting at the expense of us.